The attribute needed for a full accomplishment and appreciation and depth and acquiring of Torah corresponding to the 25th day of Sfiras HaOmer is Hasameach Bechalkai, somebody who is happy with his portion. As the commentaries explain, because somebody who is not happy with his portion is always running after more money, more honor, so on and so forth, will constantly be worried about it and will not sit down to learn. He will be running after, chasing after those things. And like we know, a person will not be able to fulfill his desires in this world. A person is created with an inclination which is constantly pursuing. And if he reaches, he fulfills a desire, so then that desire will only grow and he'll need more. And if he desires $100, he'll have to, once he gets it, he'll need $200, and so on and so forth. So if a person can acquire the trait of being happy with his portion, so then he'll be satisfied and fulfilled, and he'll be able to sit and focus on his Torah learning constantly. Furthermore, the Medrash Shmuel explains that a person should focus and realize how happy he should be with the portion that he got, to having a connection to the eternal godly wisdom of the Torah, and that in and of itself should be a cause for joy, to be happy with everything that he has, because at the end of the day, he has something which is more important than anything else. Which really brings us to the sphere of the day, Netzach, Sheben Netzach, the eternity within the eternity, the conqueror within the conqueror. As far as our service of Hashem goes, a person should always focus on the foundations of his emunah, of his faith, because that's really the foundation of it all. With a good foundation, something can stand eternally. And with that foundation, he'll be able to come and to overcome, conquer his evil inclination. Furthermore, he can focus on the learning, particularly the prophecies of the prophets, which are eternal, for the specifically those of the end of days, the days of Mashiach, and through that, keeping that in focus, it will give us an eternal conquering of our evil inclination. As far as it comes to our fellow man, a person should always try to encourage his fellow man in the foundations of Emunah, to give them an eternal life, a good, strong foundation for eternal life of ruchnius, of closeness to Hashem. And when he does anything, it should be with a good foundation, particularly learning with his friend. It should be with a strong foundation out of caring, something that should never stop.